Hello, friends. The comic book industry is dying, and I find that to be unacceptable. Thank you for those of you who listened to my first episode released about a week ago. Tyler, thank you. I appreciate your kind words. I wanted to give everyone a quick update. This probably will be a shorter show. At least that is my intention. But I wanted to let everyone know that I'm actually putting this content on YouTube. I'm creating video versions of this audio just to put on YouTube, adding a few pictures here and there just to make it visually interesting. But I'm also actually filming episodes that you'll only be able to hear on YouTube. That is where I will be posting content that I think, kind of needs a bit more visual flair. I am talking about comic books after all, very visual art form, obviously. And so when I'm actually covering specific books on Hoopla, I will be doing so in a video format so that you can actually see the books that I'm talking about. And I will probably do little mini follow-up shows on Anchor or through Anchor, and that way the content will be available, or a summarized version of the content will be available on Anchor and through the other formats that Anchor shares the shows to, such as Apple Music. Just to let you know, there's going to be a new episode on YouTube available that is actually going to be telling you how to read Superman Rebirth absolutely free through the incredible Hoopla app that I'm obsessed with. It is a nice little episode, shows you exactly how to get Superman Rebirth for absolutely free. So make sure to check that out. That will be available on my YouTube channel. I will have a link to my YouTube channel. How many more times can I say YouTube channel? That's one more. I will have a link to the channel in the bio, or description, I should say, in the description of this episode. So make sure to check that out. You can also search for me on YouTube. My name is Mike Logsdon, Logsdon, but it's probably just going to be easier for you to check out the link in the description of this episode. I wanted to mention that, of course, but I also wanted to talk about, kind of expand on why I'm doing this, why I think comic books are so important to me, and why it's important to me that the comic book industry continue in the way that I've become accustomed to it, and I think the way that most current fans of comic books are accustomed to it. Namely, that there are comic books in print, periodicals, and they are sold at independent comic book shops across America, across the world. Digital comics are great. I love digital comics, obviously. I have a show, the show that I'm doing is spotlighting digital comic books. But that doesn't mean that I don't think that physical comic books, floppies, trade paperbacks, original graphic novels, I think those are just as, if not more important than digital comics. And it's not, for me, the argument isn't as simple as digital versus physical. You know, a lot of people, you know, they have preferences based on how they enjoy consuming content. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. This is the 21st century. And when I'm at work in my office, I go paperless as much as humanly possible. But for comic books, while I love digital comics, well, I think it's incredible how convenient digital comics are. As I said in my first episode, I love having comics on my phone, on my tablet, on my computer, wherever I am. I always have access to comics, and I think that's awesome. But why I think physical, you know, traditional periodical forms of comic books are so important is not just because, well, it feels great to hold a comic. It feels great to smell a comic. Yes, I love the way that comic book smells. Old comic books, new comic books, I'm obsessed with the way they smell. I don't know. Don't judge. But anyway, there's something about holding a physical comic that is that you can't replicate on digital. It's just not the same. Comics are so unique. You know, whether it's the single issue floppy that, you know, sometimes publishers can surprise you with special fold out pages and stuff like that, or whether it's, you know, graphic novels and trade paperbacks that look just so, so beautiful on your shelf, especially the hardcovers. Oof, seriously. Search for comic books on Instagram and check out the pictures that some of these people are posting of their graphic novel collections. I mean, they're getting really creative and they just look so beautiful. I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I just love the way that these things look. You know, it's just like, you know, having any other book on your shelf. I mean, it just looks nice. It looks classy. So I love that aspect of it. But more than that, the comic book industry, the way it is today, why that's important to me more than anything else is, and look, we're gonna be real honest here. We're gonna get to the truth of the matter. Gonna lay it bare for everyone, just so that you guys understand where I'm coming from and why this is so important to me. There have been two eras in my life that are very important and very meaningful to me. One is the era in which I'm living now, and that is and that started when I married the love of my life, the woman that I loved for almost a decade before we even started dating. She's my best friend. I don't care how corny that sounds, but I love her with all my heart. And this right now, this is the best time of my life. But before that, the most important era was when I started going to my local comic shop. And that is because before that, you know, I had friends. I can't say that I was ever, you know, a lonely kid or anything like that, or you know, a kid that, you know, went to school and didn't have any friends or anything like that. But I was never all that much like my friends, who, you know, were into sports and were into, you know, playing outside and out. You know, they were much more outdoorsy than I was. You know, we had a lot of disconnects in that regard. At school, we could shoot the shit. We could talk about our favorite TV shows and all that kind of stuff. And you know, just the kind of, you know, everyday thing that you kind of talk about when you're in school. But we never really hung out outside of school for the most part, because outside of school, we didn't really have all that much in common. Their interests were just different than mine, and that was fine. But one day, you know, when I was a junior in high school, I decided to go to my very first comic book store, and I very quickly fell in love with the store, just with being there, and talking with the people that were there, and just shooting the shit about comics and learning about comics and figuring out, you know, what comics, what stories I had missed and what I should kind of try to catch up on and which books I should try to find, you know, at comic conventions and which, you know, which comics were the best currently and which comics had been the best, you know, historically and just, you know, debates about, you know, who could beat who could Superman beat the Hulk and, you know, who could defeat Batman and just all these, you know, fun things that we would talk about. Long story short, I found my tribe and I didn't even know that I was missing my tribe until I started going to the shops. And that didn't happen to me once. It actually happened to me twice. That I found another comic shop years later and I started going to it. And it was yet again another incredible moment in my life where I found this shop and this group of people that I could relate to on a level that I hadn't with anyone else before. And it was honestly during this time where I really kind of started breaking out of my shell. And of course, you know, by this point I was in college and I was meeting new people and all that kind of stuff. And this is where I met one of my very, very favorite people, one of my very closest friends, who has unfortunately since passed on. But you know, he was a very important person in my life, and he taught me, you know, that it's okay to be a geek, that it's something to be proud about. And this was years before it officially became cool to be a geek. So it was just so incredibly helpful to be around him and be around our other friends. And it's one of those things that it really did change my life forever. The shop, these people, I mean, it's something that's really, truly important to me. And that right there is why I love comic books. It's not just the incredible stories, the fantastic characters, the beautiful artwork, the incredible writing. It's the community. The community is just priceless. And look, I know, look, fan bases in this day and age, fan bases and fanboys and, you know, toxic fans and just all that kind of stuff, it sucks, you know, but a lot of that stuff is online. When you actually go to a store and you're actually confronting someone and looking at them face to face and talking with them, your disposition is automatically way cheerier. Because look, the truth of the matter is we're so much more, you know, what am I trying to say? We're more likely, thank you, Mike, we're more likely to be dicks on the internet than we are in real life. And so when you go to a comic shop and you see people who are into the same things that you're into, there's something really special about that. And, you know, do comic book stores need to kind of work on some of the issues that exist within their shops? Absolutely. Have comic book stores started to work on those issues? I believe so. First of all, women have started to go to comic book stores much more often and read, and they're reading comics much, much more, even when, you know, some shops don't appreciate that and don't support that, which I think is absolutely wrong. But I think that that's kind of part of what I'm talking about here, and it kind of goes into the comic book shop, or excuse me, the comic industry is dying. I don't even know the name of my own show, but all of this stuff needs to be looked at, examined, explored, and opened up. And one of those things is comic shops specifically. What's going on in the shops? How are the communities doing? Are they becoming more inclusive? Are they becoming more diverse? Because if the answer is no, then that is a death knell to your store. It just is. We need to see more growth in that area for comic book stores to be successful. The shop that I found when I was in college, it really turned into this amazing community that is still growing to this day. And I can't tell you how many amazing people I met. And we were just open to anyone and everyone who loved the things that we loved and were obsessive about the things that we were obsessive about. Even if you were new to the game, we welcomed you even more because we wanted to share this incredible thing that we knew about. Because comics, even today, even in the day of Avengers, Infinity War making $1 billion, practically overnight, comic books themselves are still very niche, and they still kind of feel like this secret that we're holding on to, and we got to get away from that, and we do. We don't want it to be a secret, like I think that there is a portion that unfortunately, there's a portion of comic book lovers out there who go to their shop and they complain about all these new people coming in and fake geek girls and blah blah blah, and that is nonsense. And we need to those people, I say you need to break away from that, because if you hold on to that, you're gonna lose the thing that you love. You're just gonna lose it. You're strangling it to death. And so that's ultimately a part of why I'm doing this, because I just want to reach out to as many different people as possible and let them know, hey, it's okay to like comics, and you should reach out and try to find these shops, these local comic shops in your area, and you should go out to them. You should check them out and give them a chance. And hopefully they do right by you. Hopefully they welcome you with open arms. And if you find a shop like that, please let me know in the comments below. I would really, really appreciate it. Go to my YouTube page, leave a comment there. I will put up contact info and all that kind of stuff too. For the time being, either message me on Anchor or leave a comment on my YouTube video, however you want to do it. I will work on getting all the contact info up. Sorry guys, remember this is still a work in progress. But yeah, let me know if you find that amazing shop. And also, maybe even more importantly, let me know if you find that shop that isn't welcoming, that doesn't open their arms to you. Because we need to expose that kind of behavior. And look, I'm not here to talk crap about anyone, but I think we need to just show our community for what it is, highlight those things, report on them, and hopefully in that process, we can reach out to these shops and we can ask them, why? Why aren't they willing to open their arms up to everyone? Because that's not going to make them any more money. It's not going to make them any more successful. It's going to hurt comic shops, or comic book sales overall. And we need to, like I said, we just need to grow. We need to get big again, because comic books used to sell in the millions and millions and millions, and they don't anymore. And I strongly believe that we can go back to a truly successful and thriving comic book industry. And I hope that I can be a small part of it, and I hope that you can be a small part of it, and I hope that together, hey, maybe we can make our own trad, because I think that would be amazing. So thank you so much for listening. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I hope to hear from everyone soon. Thank you.